Oakland Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, first off, I don't want you to, you know, my statements about the historical, about, you know, Islam and Spain and all that. I mean, that the only point I was making is that it's only in the past couple of centuries that, you know, that Christianity seems to have moderated and gone more toward humanism, that because there was, you know, a lot of violence and not too, well, we would consider un-Christian behavior by Christian kingdoms. In England, they're drawing and quartering people, you know, that was a, and burning people at the stake, you know, for failure, you know, religious disagreements. That's why I don't approve of jihad or anything like that, that what's going on, you know, with contemporary Islam, that, but for these Republican politicians that were never Trumpers, you know, to make a real switch here, that it points to a complete lack of character, that you would make a switch from this guy is a danger to the world, to, oh, he's the greatest man ever, simply to, you know, appease, you know, Donald Trump and the Donald Trump base. I mean, if you have, it points to a complete lack of character on the part of these people. I mean, that, you know, from this Elise Stefanik to Scott Walker and all the Republicans here in Wisconsin that, you know, were never Trumpers, saying what a fraud and a grifter this guy was to, oh, he's the greatest thing since you know, sliced Wonder Bread, that and they simply can't be trusted. I mean, that you make that kind of switch, you make that kind of complete switch of allegiance there from the truth to a fraud and a liar, that that, you know, whatever their truth was, I mean, that because Scott Walker was a completely corrupt, you know, self-indulgent, self-absorbed politician, you know, that I could go on for hours about how I think Scott Walker is just a real, he's something that should be, he's not even dog do as far as I'm concerned, but that these, you know, like Elise Stefanik, I mean, how do you ever, you know, earn the trust of people that actually think the truth is something important when you switch your allegiance to Donald Trump?
I mean, right, yeah, that surprised me with her, Mark. That surprised me with her. And one of the things I think you're right on the money on is when people are this servile, and it reminds me of the servility and the deference that Trump showed to Putin, which we know is partly because he's being funded by Putin. He owes $400 million to somebody, even though he won't say who it is. I know who it is. But also because I happen to believe the Steele report. I think there is a pervert video involving Donald Trump. And it's all well and good for him to say, you know, I'm a ladies' man, but if they see this particular video, even his supporters will be scandalized. That's my view. And then secondly, this servility of Kevin McCarthy and the rest of them who denounced him. Moscow Mitch said he should be criminally prosecuted, and they come around sucking around for votes. I don't know. Do people, anybody out there is a Republican or independent? Do you fall for this? I mean, you fall for this pigeon drop? I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, go down 7th Avenue in New York, and there's a three-card Monte game on the corner. Guys are saying, yeah, right, what is this card, and which shell is it under? This is the Republican Party, guys. This is the Republican Party. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Well, right now, another guy who's pathetic, and the noose is tightening around his neck, Matt Gaetz. Suddenly you haven't heard anything of Matt Gaetz, right? You haven't heard about him in a while? The reason you haven't heard about Matt Gaetz is because he is in serious trouble. The feds are now discussing an immunity arrangement with his former girlfriend. His former girlfriend knows what went on. She knows where the bodies are buried. She knows where the bones are buried. And he's going to be getting the bone, believe me. They've already made a deal with Joel Greenberg, his co-conspirator. And when they have that, they can go to a prosecution, and they're going to have his former co-conspirator and his girlfriend saying where he went, who he's with, You have heard nothing from Matt Gaetz. He finally got a decent lawyer who said, shut up, for Pete's sake, quit shooting your mouth off and hanging yourself. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, always nice to listen to Mark and the SAC talk. He brings a lot to the conversation. Hey, Walker was a liar, period, and the conversation. And as far as the GOP anymore, it's all about power. All they care about power. And corporate America is behind this. Very sad. And if you don't care about people, sooner or later, you're not going to stay in power. But right now, they have everything gerrymandered. They also are passing laws in the states. The Republicans control to stop people of color from voting because they don't like them. It's already proven. It was proven in this state. Where did they do the recount? Milwaukee County, Dane County. I mean, give me a break. But I want to leave on the plus side. Every morning I wake up, I thank God that Joe Biden is the president, especially in these times. It looks like he's going to beat the pandemic. And with everything going on in the Middle East, I'm glad he's at the helm. And for goodness sakes, Democrats, forget the GOP. Pass the infrastructure bill. It'll be the greatest thing since the Roosevelt for jobs. And just do it. The people will eventually, I hope, follow you because the jobs are there. Everything points in this direction. Scott Walker failed the infrastructure in his state, and that's one of the reasons he lost. Well, there's many other ones because I already touched on that. He was a bold-faced liar. Anyway, thanks for your show. You have a great weekend. Mark in a sec, and you also, Matt. Flynn, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wisco Paul. You have a great weekend, too. No, you hit some very, very good things. When it comes to the infrastructure bill, and I agree with you, by the way, I think Biden will go down, especially if the rest of his term keeps going this way in his next term, as really one of the greater presidents. And what he is doing is Rooseveltian. Roosevelt had a much tougher obstacle. He had the Depression. He didn't have modern finance theory, and he did not. He also had the Nazis and Adolf Hitler. So he had... Roosevelt is ranked about third among the presidents after Lincoln and Washington, and deservedly so. But Joe Biden's doing a heck of a job. He's doing a heck of a job. But, you know, when it comes to this infrastructure bill, you know what it comes down to? It comes down to negotiating with Joe Manchin. I mean, one of our guys. We're going to do it on budget reconciliation. We're never going to get 60 votes. The Republicans will stick a shiv in the back of any poor person. But you at least need your people, 50 of them, so that Kamala Harris can come in. If we only have 49, she doesn't come in. We lose 50-49. And Manchin is sitting there with his wish list. And so Biden's a master negotiator. He's been doing this since 1972, for Pete's sake. And they may split the bill up. They may do this. They may do that. They may throw Manchin a bone. All the bones they throw Manchin, to me, are bad for West Virginia. I mean, Manchin wants less unemployment comp. Are you kidding me? Is there a state that would benefit more from unemployment comp than West Virginia? Manchin doesn't want this. Manchin doesn't want that. Okay, so split it off. Let's get everything we can out of Manchin. That's what we do. He's not a bad guy. He is not, you know, some kind of extortionist. But there is a very high-level negotiation going on, and I am very glad that Joe Biden is the guy in charge there and in our foreign policy. Going to a break. The lines are still alive. Do not hang up. I will get right back to the lines after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.